Blog Talk Radio. And I'm your host, Merle Exit. And it's 6 o'clock, 6 p.m. on my time in cold New York City. Yep, we got a blanket of snow, and I have a feeling I'm not the only one. My goodness, I was watching television before, and the whole South got hit. You'd think if I went south that it would be warmer, and it wasn't that much warmer when I went to Shreveport, Alabama. I just came back. A couple of days? No, it could have been a week. Less than a week. I don't know. But I came back, and the temperature was just about the same. The reason I was there was because I was
praying. Are you ready for some football?
No, I'm sorry. That was last week. That was Esther is here. Esther's in the room. And she decided what? Yeah, Esther, I know that's not true. No, that's not true. You're all wrong. You're wrong. No. Well, okay, maybe that. All right. She calmed down. Well, this show that I'm doing this evening, Irvine, California, they're having a travel media showcase in this southern city of Irvine, California. Like, okay, it's in Orange County, and I don't know why Irvine, but we're having a bunch of people coming on to talk about Irvine. There's the Irvine Spectrum Center, the Irvine Regional Park, which I think is in Orange County, but not necessarily in Irvine itself. And Pretend City Children's Museum. Well, it's in Irvine. That's to name a few. And I think I should have one representative from the Chamber of Commerce as well. So that's what we're going to be chatting about. And, you know what it is. It's my sponsor time. What would you do to earn brownie points? How about treating someone to what may be the best brownies they've ever tasted? Fairy Tale Brownies. They may seem like one of the richest bars of fudge, with varieties that include caramel, chocolate chip, espresso nib, raspberry swirl, mint chocolate, all made with Calbo dark Belgian chocolate. But yes, they are brownies. And that's no fairy tale. Yeah, and you can get these brownies on brownies.com. Now, I think there still might be, because Valentine's Day is coming up, and they have these special Valentine's brownies. They are actually truffles. Meaning that they take these little square brownies and enrobe them with dark chocolate. Oh, God. I believe that they're on sale right now till Valentine's Day. Check it out. Again, at www.brownies.com. And, I'll be next week when I do the show. I'm going to be doing the show. I still have some more stuff to talk about regarding Shreveport. Oh, if you hear it, it's, I don't know, the sirens going. I think that's, sounded like, so far, two fire trucks. I'm across the street from this big, well, fire telegraph station, but it has nothing to do with where the fires are. But anyway, so to get back to this, get off the topic. And one of the places that I had gone to was Julie Ann's, and we had this king cake, and that's what we're going to be talking about next week. I'm going to have a king cake right in front of me, and the question will be, will I eat the baby? I don't know if you know what that's all about, but that's why we're going to discuss it next week. As we're waiting for my first caller, I'm going to do a music break. I know I always do the same. Let's pick something. Oh, yeah, because Valentine's Day is coming up. Here's one.
She may be the face I can't forget, a trace of pleasure or regret, maybe my treasure or the price I have to pay. She may be the song the summer sings, maybe the chill the autumn brings, maybe 100 different things within the measure of a day. She may be the beauty or the beast, maybe the famine or the feast, may turn each day into a heaven or a hell. She may be the mirror of my dreams, a smile reflected in a stream. She may not be what she may seem inside her shell.
Trouble celebrating Fat Tuesday, that's for sure. I celebrate Fat Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday as well. Maybe they shouldn't call it Fat Tuesday. How about Plus Size Tuesday? How about, now watch this. I'm getting a phone call coming in. Let me see if it's somebody who's supposed to be on the show. Hang on, and let me just put on a sponsor. Okay.
Thank you for calling JetBlue. May I help you?
My cousin was telling me you guys have extra legroom.
Uh-huh. We have extra legroom as compared to a normal coach seat.
Okay. If I don't have an extra leg, can I use that room for something else?
No, that is not what the extra leg implies. We took out one whole row of seats, and that gave the rest of those rows a couple of extra inches of leg room. I understand what you mean. The words extra leg imply that, but it has nothing to do with having an extra leg.
I'm a pretty literal person.
Uh-huh. Well, that would be taking it very literally.
I guess a little too literally.
Okay. Is there anything else I can help you with?
I think that's it. You've been pretty helpful.
Thanks for calling JetBlue.
Dear traveler, stretch out. We now have the most legroom in coach. Visit us at JetBlue.com. Sincerely, JetBlue. Based on average fleet-wide seat pitch of U.S. Airlines.
That was one of the funniest things that happened. The phone call was actually from somebody in Irvine in tourism that I thought they wanted to come in and hear the show online, but they wanted to call back, and they wanted to hear my voicemail because they thought it was funny, and I guess they wanted to pass it around. And I said that I'll tell them to call in later, so I'll have to make sure that when they call back to me that I don't answer my phone and it goes to voicemail. Anyway, so back to this that I was saying. Regarding Chubby Tuesday. Okay, celebrate Fat Tuesdays in our bar with our authentic New Orleans specials. Well, it could be Shreveport, too. February 15th through February 17th. Okay, New Orleans cuisine. They got crab hush puppies, traditional corn batter crab fritters. Sweet and slightly spicy, served with a tangy Cajun roumelade. Or maybe it's roumelade. Then they got mini oyster po' boys. Crisp fried oysters, shredded iceberg lettuce, and tartar sauce. We got sausage and shrimp etouffee. That's how you pronounce it. Etouffee. Or etouffee, classic Cajun shrimp, and andouille. Listen, I don't take French. See, just Spanish. Spanish, let's just see what you get. Hang on a second. I'm going to have to break again. Somebody's calling in, and let's see what can I do now. Let's see. I'll let Esther talk here. Go ahead, Esther. Say something. Go ahead, Esther. Say something. Okay, don't know what that was all about. Sometimes the problem is that people are supposed to call into the radio show and they call. Maybe they think that if I, that's what, see, my phone doesn't answer if I'm talking on the phone. I have a call waiting, but it does, and it only, yeah, you know what I'm talking about. It doesn't pick up on voicemail if I'm on the phone. Got it? Yeah. Okay, anyway, back to this. I'm trying to pronounce the French. Okay. So we got that. We got chicken and, oh, okay, so this was the sausage and shrimp etouffee, classic Cajun shrimp and andouille sausage stew in a rich dark roux. Served, see, I said roux and not roux. Served with steamed white rice. Chicken and sausage jambalaya, Creole classic, hearty seasoned rice, chicken and sausage in a traditional Creole tomato sauce. And the Fat Tuesday cocktails. One is Black Magic, Jim Beam muddled with fresh raspberries, brown sugar, simple syrup, and a touch of cilantro to give it the New Orleans kick. Top with ginger ale. Oh, golly, jeez. And voodoo buzz. Indulge in Mardi Gras madness. What is it? Cruisin'? I guess that must be the name of the rum. Cruisin', C-R-U-Z-A-N. Cruisin', aged rum. And Chambord, which is a raspberry liqueur. With fresh squeezed lime juice, pineapple juice, and a splash of grenadine. My goodness, I think I may just stick to sake. Just sake to me. So, okay, it's not like I can, blab to you a bit about Irvine, because the problem is that I haven't gone yet, but I can blab to you about a later show that I'll do. Blah, 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 later. Jerry, get out of here. Actually, I like to blab about the thing I really like. Jerry, please, come on. I interviewed Heather West. Okay, I know you went, who's Heather West? Heather West won the second season of Hell's Kitchen. That's right. And she, in winning, she got to a restaurant, Rock something. Well, I don't have it in the information in front. But so she had a restaurant in Las Vegas. And that she was the senior chef, and then that was in 2006. Well, as time gone by, and now she's the executive chef of a restaurant called Monterey in Long Beach on Long Island. Now, let's see, according to what I read, so Heather was the first lesbian to win a reality show. I guess I haven't, I want to check into that. I never realized, in terms of, a reality show, it's is that all of them? All the, Top Chef stuff and, all that other stuff, Solitary and everything else. I don't know, I'll have to check that out. But, so she's cooking it up. I was over there at the restaurant at Monterey. As I said, I'll have her on, and that'll be pretty cool. And we'll get maybe get some recipes from her. That'll be nice. So let's getting back here. I'm still waiting. Let me get. I know. I keep playing the same song. Let's see what I can. I gotta upload a lot more songs, I really do. But Hair is still on Broadway, and I love this one. Oh my God! I'm gonna even sing along.
We starve, look at one another, short of breath, walking proudly in our winter coats.
Now later on, when the harmony.
Wearing smells from laboratories, facing a dying nation of moving paper fantasies.
knows what stands in front of our lives. I fashion my future on film.
Warm up a bit. Could imagine, though. Imagine, well, if they melt, snow melts too quickly. We can swim to work. Thank goodness my work is in my house. Well, at least I get to do my writing from my house. That's the cool part. So let's see. All right, so I told you about that. Let's about Chubby Tuesday at McCormick's and Schmick's. Let's see, some people send me stuff, and I keep forgetting, let's see, I know I got some really interesting, cool things, especially, this one, let me see what this is here. I get stuff from my friend Wayne. Wayne sends me some funny stuff. Let's see. Retired senior man shopping. Why women shouldn't take men shopping. After I retired, my wife insisted that I accompany her on her trips to Target. Unfortunately, like most men, I found shopping boring and preferred to get in and get out. Equally unfortunate, my wife is like most women. She loves to browse. Yesterday, my dear wife received the following letter from the local Target. Dear Mrs. Samuel, over the past 6 months, your husband has caused quite a commotion in our store. We cannot tolerate this behavior and have been forced to ban both of you from the store. Our complaints against your husband, Mr. Samuel, are listed below and are documented by our video surveillance cameras. June 1st, June. Okay. On the 15th, took 24 boxes of condoms and randomly put them in other people's carts when they weren't looking. July 2nd, set all the alarm clocks in hardware to go off at 5-minute intervals. On July 3rd, he made a trail of tomato juice on the floor leading to the women's restroom. July 19th, walked up to an employee and told her in an official voice, code 3 in housewares, get on it right away. This caused the employee to leave her assigned station and receive a reprimand from her supervisor that in turn resulted with a union grievance causing management to lose time and costing the company money. August 4th, went to the service desk and tried to put a bag of M&Ms on layaway. August 14th. Moved a caution wet floor sign to a carpeted area. August 15th, set up a tent in the camping department and told the children shoppers he'd invite them if they would bring pillows and blankets from the bedding department, to which 20 children obliged. August 23rd, when a clerk asked if they could help him, he began crying and screaming, "Why can't you people just leave me alone?" EMTs were called. September 4th, looked right into the security camera and used it as a mirror while he picked his nose. I think I'll try that one. While handling guns in the hunting department, he asked the clerk where the antidepressants were. On October 3rd, darted around the store suspiciously while loudly humming the Mission Impossible theme. October 6th, in the auto department, he practiced his Madonna look by using different sizes of funnels. On October 18th, hid in a clothing rack, and when people browse through, yelled, "Pick me, pick me." I gotta try that one. Actually, I think I'll do that with Esther. I'll have Esther coming out, and I'll yell behind, "Pick me, pick me." October 21st, when an announcement came over the loudspeaker, he assumed a fetal position and screamed, "Oh no, it's those voices again." And last but not least, went into a fitting room, shut the door, waited a while, then yelled very loudly, "Hey, there's no toilet paper in here." One of the clerks passed out. Oh, goodness gracious. Oh, that's so funny. Oh, I forgot all about that one. Anyway, okay, now that I said that, now we'll have somebody on the air. Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air.
This is Stacy with the Irvine Spectrum Center.
Hiya, how you doing?
I'm good, good. How are you?
Oh, just fine. Were you listening to the email that I got, or did you just tuned in?
I just tuned in.
Oh, okay. Somebody had sent me a very funny email that I was reading.
Oh, I missed it. I missed it.
Yeah. Anyway, the Spectrum Center. Well, tell us exactly what this Irvine Spectrum Center is.
Well, it's a large shopping center over here in Irvine. It's right at the where the 405 and the 5 meet, and it's a pretty interesting center. You're talking about a mix of retail, dining, and entertainment. It's continued to be voted one of the best locations for entertainment and dining in Orange County. And today is a great day because the sun is out and there's so many people here today. It's pretty crazy, but it's a really fun center to shop and hang out at. That's why it's so popular. But yeah, it's in a great city too.
Well, first let me get to the center, then you'll tell me a little about the city. But and the center. So when you say, like, what kind of stores, like, would you expect?
Yeah. When you're talking about retail, you're looking at everything from Nordstrom and Target and Anthropologie. We just opened a brand new expanded Forever 21. We just opened a new concept from Hurley and Nike and Converse that's amazing, and you can, like, custom design your own T-shirts and such in there and shoes. I mean, you've got a huge selection of retailers, Barnes & Noble, Macy's, you know, stuff that appeals to the whole family. Then you've got Edwards Cinema, which the Edwards here is one of the top movie opening locations in the United States. We've got Improv Comedy Club. The one here is one of the top improvs in the United States. You got Dave & Buster's, you know. So you've got quite a mix.
So when I come out there, since you have an Improv Comedy Club, should I get up and, like, you know, do my thing?
Do some stand-up? Why not?
Oh, I think I'm going to do that. I do.
I think you should.
Well, I know you haven't met me yet, but I do scenes from The Wizard of Oz by myself.
Oh, that would probably be quite entertaining. I can only imagine.
And so you have entertainment. Now, is this, in terms of the way this is built, the center, is it like many floors?
No, it's one floor because it's an outdoor center. So that's part of the reason, too,
right,
that it makes it so popular. It's one floor, and it's pretty much it's about 1.2 million square feet from one end to the other. And, I mean, when you walk the center, you've got fountains. You've got – there's a 108-foot giant wheel from Italy here.
Wow.
You've got a carousel. You've got – I mean, there's two different fountains at each end of the center that kids can play in. So, yeah, it just has a beautiful ambiance because it's really modeled after a lot of the architecture of Spain and Andalusia, Spain specifically. So you've got some really beautiful architecture and such here with the fountains.
Wow, that sounds really cool. So,
it is. And, you know, and on the weekends, on Friday and Saturday nights, you can walk the center, and in front of several of our fountains, we actually have entertainers performing. So you find a lot of people who like to just come out, hang out, people watch. I mean, that's the reason we get so many visitors. I mean, we do over 15 million visitors a year here.
So in other words, if I don't get to perform at the comedy club, I could just
perform in front of one of the fountains.
Just be right at one of the fountains and just start doing my thing.
Exactly. I'm sure you would attract an audience.
I'm sure I would.
So you should give it a try.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll be out there for the Travel Media Showcase. So.
Oh, will you? Great.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to that. That's why I'm really interested in the fact that they chose Irvine was like, yeah. Okay.
I know. It's pretty shocking because, you know what, it's funny, you know, I'm from Orange County myself, but I'm more from North Orange County, and I've worked at the Spectrum for almost 10 years now, but there's a lot of stuff about here that you just don't realize. I mean, you've got the shopping center, and then you've got the land reserve here, so it's like you can go horseback riding and go hiking canyons, and you don't even know you're in Orange County, let alone Irvine. So
really?
Yeah, and then you've got businesses right across the street, and you've got these amazing apartments, and it's just interesting how there's so much about the city of Irvine you wouldn't necessarily know because you think of Orange County in a certain way. So I think the Travel Media Showcase is going to be quite surprised when they come to the city and see the shopping center and all the outdoor activities married with the business and the housing and all of that.
Well, now with the shopping center, is it all, like, when I say indoor, in other words, if it's raining or not snowing.
Well, rain is not our friend.
Yeah, right.
And if it snows, I mean, I think everyone's going to be outdoors because they'll be so shocked it's snowing in Southern California.
Right. Yeah, not like here. Hi, right. Uh-huh.
Yeah, no. Rain is our worst thing. Other than that, you don't really get much else.
So what'd you say the temperature is there right now?
Right now, I would say it's about 72. This weekend, it's supposed to get as high as 80.
Oh, God. I think we're all going to be there. We're all jumping on a plane.
I'm looking forward to this weekend. Trust me. After the last couple days of rain, I'm like, I can't wait to get outside this weekend.
Are there any, like, specific either stores or something that's, like, totally unique?
Well, that Hurley store I was telling you about, the Hurley Nike Converse store, it's very unique. It's a brand, like I said, it's a brand new concept for them, and they carry Hurley clothing, Nike 6.0, which is kind of new, and Converse shoes, but you can buy plain t-shirts and such. You go back to the back of the store and you go through this book and you literally can pick out designs, and then they will screen it onto the shoes, they'll screen it onto board shorts for surfing, or they'll screen it onto a t-shirt. And it's a really new concept, so it is really unique to our center.
Mm-hmm.
Javier's, as far as restaurants, is unique to our center. There's only one other location in Newport Beach, and it's, you got to go have a margarita there and have the food. It's delicious and to die for. So, you know, those would be two of the most unique things that you would have here.
What about as far as restaurants, in terms of the ethnic restaurants?
You know what? Javier's is Mexican, which is probably that's the most ethnic I can think of off the top of my head. You've got P.F. Chang's, but, you know, you've got P.F. Chang's at other locations,
right,
and such.
Yeah.
But, you know, the Javier's is one of our top restaurants because of the fact that it's some of the best Mexican food.
I'm curious, when you say, is it Tex-Mex or
Oh,
real
no.
Mex?
No,
real?
It's real Mex. I mean, it was started by a gentleman who literally, you know, worked his way up in the kitchen, created this. His first location was in Laguna, which he's now closed, and because he opened here, and then he opened in Newport Beach. And his family even would come into the kitchen, and he's from Mexico, would come into the kitchen and in the mornings, the women, and would make all the food.
Oh.
So, I mean, it's like true Mexican food.
Great. Well, of course, I don't know where we're eating. Oh, I know where. We're going someplace where there's Diamond Jamboree? Where is that?
Oh, Diamond Jamboree. Yeah, that's another shopping center. We don't own that one. But
there's more than one shopping center?
Yes, can you believe it?
Oh, my God. Now, by the way, and I'm trying to remember something. There's something about with a balloon. Where is that?
Oh, that's the Great Park.
Oh, okay.
Yes. See, I told you the city of Irvine could shock you.
You know, what is it, by the way, the Great Park?
It's, where is it?
No, what is it?
It's a huge, gigantic plot of land that basically is being developed into multi-use housing and entertainment and a lot of different stuff. So the city, and I believe they have a board that manages that. I mean, they have a lot of plans for it. But right now they have a gigantic orange balloon going on it.
Yeah, that's what I kind of heard. So when I get there in September, do you think like that enough of it would be built like for me to see it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, you'll definitely be able to, you can go up in the balloon and you can overlook the city and see it, or you can do the same thing on the giant wheel here at the Spectrum.
Oh, okay. Do you think, which do you think is higher?
You know what? Honestly, I'm not exactly sure. I know the giant wheel is 108 feet. The only reason I would lean more towards the giant wheel is, you know, I'm kind of scared of heights, but I like the fact that I'm totally enclosed in something.
So, that's very funny. So, you know, the fact that you're enclosed on a Ferris wheel?
Yeah, and I'm buckled in. It's a little bucket.
So you've never been on a hot air balloon?
I haven't been on the balloon yet.
Now, I have to tell you something. I am absolutely, definitely afraid of heights. I've been hot air ballooning, I think, at least 6 times already.
Oh, see, I can't do that. I'm too scared. See, the balloon to me is like, if something can move with the wind, I'm not getting on it.
Oh, okay. Because what I found, and this is the one time I panicked, what got me have no problem is that I would look down and watch the balloon, watch myself leaving the ground with the balloon. And it was like going on an outside elevator.
Yeah.
But the one time I went on the balloon, and I was so busy, I guess, with my cameras or whatever, that I didn't do that. So all of a sudden, I'm finding myself up in the air, and now I'm panicking.
Yeah, no, that wouldn't be a good idea.
So I realized that what I have to do to deal with being afraid of heights in terms of that. But
yeah,
you just never know. Hey, listen, I was in California in October. I went zip lining for the first time.
Oh, no. Oh, wow. You have some guts.
It was really hysterical getting me to do this. I mean, I'm standing there at the last minute and saying, please, can I light chicken out? Can I?
Yeah, you're all, I've changed my mind.
But I did it. I managed to do it. But the way I managed to do it is the way I sat in this thing in a reclining position looking up in the sky so I couldn't tell.
So you couldn't really see how high up you were.
Instead, right.
You just look at, I think I'd be right there with you on that one.
But now that I realize what I got is, okay, now this is what the sensation is. Now I could deal with the height. I know I'm strapped in. I ain't going to fall. And that, now that I got through that, then I could probably deal with it.
It's baby steps. It's baby steps. You got to do it gradually.
Yeah, that's what I say, baby steps. Anyway, to get back to this. So, and how long has Spectrum Center been around, by the way?
It opened in 1995, and it only opened with the entertainment and dining section, which was about 250,000 square feet. It was the first time that, for instance, a movie theater had been opened that had the mega movie theater. This was the first mega movie theater in the United States. It had 21 screens, and it has an IMAX in it. So
and
it
an IMAX?
In the United States. And an IMAX.
Oh, that's cool. That's
yes.
So great. Yeah, because you get to see some good movies.
Oh, Avatar came out in 3D on that thing, and our location was the number one location for the opening for the IMAX and such, because who doesn't want to come, you know, with Avatar being so huge, all of the fans wanted to see it on a huge, that screen is, I think it's like 8 to 10 stories high.
Right.
And
3D at the same time.
And 3D. Yeah.
Oh, man.
So it's unbelievable.
I'm gonna do my best to get out there before the TMS and spend some time, because I don't think I'm gonna be able to get everything in while I'm there.
No,
you know?
I doubt it. They I'm sure they'll have you guys on a quite a tight schedule to be able to see everything.
Yeah, I'd like to take advantage of being there and seeing as much as I can.
Definitely.
You know, so that'll
you'll
be
have
great.
To call us when you're in town.
Oh, yeah. Nah.
That way you can perform in front of the fountain.
Yes.
We're looking forward to our Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, well, you know what? aside from everything else, I do the Director of Public Relations for the New York Sharks women's tackle football team.
Oh, my. You are one busy lady.
And so every once in a while I get this phone call saying, Merle, we need you to sing the Star Spangled Banner.
Oh, no.
I have mastered,
no one asked me to sing. So
I have mastered learning how to sing it in terms of where to start the note, why this note is, you know, the whole thing. by this time I can do it. And of course, as I'm doing it, my brain is going, now, you must sing every note perfectly, right, perfectly on pitch, or you'll embarrass yourself. So.
That's not an easy song to sing, that's for sure.
Oh, no. No, it's not, especially with no music, you know.
Yeah, no. I'm not a cappella either.
Yeah.
But I don't think anyone wants to listen to me sing, so.
But sometimes I sing along with the music that I'm playing on the radio show here, too, just for the heck of it.
Why not?
Let's get back to this. It's interesting. When I was in Shreveport, Louisiana, and we were at a shopping center. They just called this Louisiana Boardwalk, and the place is it's huge, and all one level, and you know, all of it is like one level stores. All over the place, and I like that versus the shopping malls where you have you got to climb an escalator and whatever. It takes on a different like park element, outdoor park element. You know,
that's what makes the center so popular, and we continue to hear from our customers that that's one of the things that they love about the Spectrum is the fact that, you know, the ambiance and the environment, because you've got these amazing palm trees and fountains and these sitting areas. So when the weather's nice, which is pretty, you know, standard for California, especially Orange County, it's just nice to sit outside and enjoy the environment and the people walking around, and you can still shop, you can dine, you can eat, you know. So It is. It's the outdoor environment makes it so much nicer for shopping.
Yeah,
I like to spend more money when I'm happy, and I'm happier outside.
Yeah, I understand. I'm just throwing this at you. I mean, have you ever been to? I mean, like, there's a Irvine Regional Park.
All of the outdoor space in Irvine. Yeah. They have the Irvine Regional Park, the Irvine Ranch, which has all the wildlands and the parks and the trails. And, yeah, I mean, there's horseback riding. I've hiked several of the trails that run throughout the parks. So it's really great. I mean, you guys, the Travel Media Showcase is going to be, I think, pretty floored when they see what there is here.
So would you characterize Irvine as being a more outdoor place then?
I think, in my opinion, the customer here, the person who lives here, loves the lifestyle. It's, you know, we always say it's live, work, and play, because you literally can live in this area. You can, and I'm one of them who works in this area, and you can do everything you want on the weekend. So they've created a great environment here, in the fact that you can actually, you know, live in this area, and then on the weekends you can go hiking, and you can go to the parks, and you can go, you know, to the shopping center, and so you kind of have it all in one area, and then you can also work in the area, so you're close to where you live. So it's a really great place, and the people who live in this area like it because of the fact that it's all right here, and it's outdoor, and it's, you know, why else do you live in California if you don't want to be outside enjoying the weather?
Well, yeah, this is true.
I think everybody moves here for the weather.
Yeah, especially right now, I'd be moving there.
Oh, I'm sure right now.
Yeah.
I think if I was East Coast, I'd want to be living here right now.
Yeah. Now, I'm just, like, curious, as far as, like, entertainment in the whole area, I mean, this is not the only place that there's entertainment, correct?
Yeah, there's other entertainment. You know, I'm in the city of Irvine, but the center tends to have the majority of the entertainment, so to say, for the Irvine area, because we have the improv, the movie theater, and the biggest, you know, one of the biggest gatherings of restaurants right here, so, and one of the major intersections of the freeway. But I'm sure there's other entertainment.
Right.
There's other movie theaters in the city of Irvine.
Oh, no, I'm looking at, like, a live entertainment kind of thing.
Oh, you mean... you got the Verizon Amphitheater across the street that does, you know, right across the street from us, where they do, you know, huge bands. No Doubt was there this summer, and, you know, so you've got a lot of different stuff.
Oh, you mean I should take a look and see if any going to be any performances?
Uh-huh. Yeah, there's sometimes some really good ones around. They'll still be in season because they, I think they open in May, and they're open through, like, October.
Oh, cool. I'll have
something
to
like
get,
that. Yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah,
you can sit, you can get lawn seats out there and hang out.
Oh, good. So I'll bring a chair on the airlines with me.
Exactly. Bring your lawn chair. Why not?
Oh, they'll charge me $25 to shove it under the plane.
Exactly. You need to bring the lawn chair. You need to bring your walking stick for your hiking when you're on the reserve. You need to bring your saddle since you can go horseback riding.
Oh, yeah. That I don't do. I don't do horse. You know why I don't horseback?
You can walk along the side of the horse.
Wait, you know what? You know why I don't go horseback riding?
Why?
It's the height. I'm getting up.
It's too high. No, but if you follow your concept, watch yourself getting onto the horse, looking down at the ground.
I know. I tried. It doesn't work. I keep thinking, just like in my luck, I'll fall off the horse and. Look at how far I have to fall.
Hey, it's a whole lot shorter fall than falling out of that orange balloon or out
of
the...
This is true. But that's a helium balloon, isn't it?
I believe so.
As opposed to hot air.
I'm not exactly sure. That's a good question. That'd be a good question for the Great Park.
I'll find out when I get after their ass to find out what's
exactly.
Yeah.
You need to get after them to find that out. Then let me know, because I'm not exactly sure myself.
Well, it's certainly going to be a lot to find out when I get after it. But
exactly.
Did you always live in Orange County, by the way?
Yes, I've always lived in Orange County.
Oh, okay. So it's not like you're not one of the people that... Move to Orange County to get away from
No, I'm an Orange County native.
Oh, okay.
Born and raised in Orange County. The furthest I've moved is Long Beach, which is right on the other side of Orange County.
Oh, okay. We're going to be staying, I think, at the Hyatt. Is that it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a nice hotel just down the street.
Yeah? I mean, it's right down the street from the Spectrum Center?
Yeah, it's right down the freeway from us.
Oh, right. Okay. So when you say right down, that's, in other words.
Yeah, that's, in California, the freeway is a street.
Oh, okay. So it's not walking distance, maybe.
No.
Okay.
No, well, you could walk if you want. If you're really into it, it's not. It's a very quick drive.
Oh, okay.
Maybe 5 minutes, but if
okay.
10 minutes. But if you want to walk it, I say you go for it.
I don't think so. I just wanted to get a sense of what
yes.
that meant.
The city of Irvine is large, so.
Okay. You know, it's like just down the road a piece. You know.
Yeah, exactly. We're not that small.
No. Okay. Yeah, because I got to say, I think that's where the showcases, the media showcase is taking place.
Yes, but I think you guys are going to be having some lunches and dinners over here at our center for a couple
yeah.
of the activities.
Yeah.
And a shopping day, possibly. Who knows?
Yeah. I did. Well, I know that there's they are having fam tours.
Yeah, so you guys
and
will
I
have
think
the opportunity.
That, yes, I think one of the fam tours does take you to the Spectrum Center. So, but that's why I want to get there earlier and see
yeah.
everything, just in case. I don't want to miss anything.
Yeah,
while I'm there.
Especially with the, you know, I'm sure there'll be some good comedians in town. So you guys will have to check out a show at the Improv, and if you can get the guts up to ride the giant wheel.
The giant wheel I could deal with. That I could deal with.
See, you're like me. I can handle that one too.
Yeah, that's you know.
You can ride the carousel too if you want. I mean, why not? We've got horses. We've got every animal on there you can think of.
God, wait till you meet me. You'll understand.
I'm
a 61-year-old child.
Then you're going to have a blast here.
That's what it
We've
is.
Got two fountains for you to play in with the kids.
Oh, good. I just absolutely love it. Me
and
it's
September, so
yeah.
the weather's going to be awesome.
And I'm bringing Esther, my rubber chicken, with me as well.
There you go. She can take a swim in the fountain.
I bet you didn't know there was a rubber chicken forest in California, did you?
I didn't. I did not know that. You learn something new every day.
Yeah, this is way up there. There's a actually it's a winery, the Twisted Oak Winery, and I guess their thing, I don't know when they started this, but their thing is having a rubber chicken forest. And
oh, how funny!
As you approach the place, like there's this, you see this like barn kind of a thing and rubber chickens hanging out of it. As you keep going up the hill or whatever, you see things with rubber chickens.
Oh, my God.
So I
wow.
So I got one, and I decided to keep her as she's my pet now. She goes with me everywhere.
And does airport security ever question you on this?
No, they don't question it. They have looked at it, and just they laugh, you know. Just, you know. And I just say, oh, she got it from the rubber chicken forest. And, of course, they just kind of,
they
yep.
go, okay.
Let her through. She's a little nuts, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Hey, you know, if it gets you through airport security.
Although, it was really funny. I went to an art museum.
Uh-huh.
And, like, I was like, since I take pictures with her, and they said, oh, we have to take your bag. And I said, oh, wait a minute, let me take your something out of there. And the guy said that I couldn't take her in because they didn't want me pointing the chicken at the artwork.
What?
And I'm thinking, what do they think is going to happen?
Like, what? You're going to take the chicken and point it at it? What does that do?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to figure out.
Odd. They sound rather odd to me.
Yeah, well, you know, don't chew gum, crawl on the floor. I mean, like, I don't know what you could do, what else
yeah.
you could do, you know? But,
just don't put chicken into art galleries.
Yeah. But anyway, well, I'm looking forward to coming out there. And I guess, are you going to be at the Travel Media Showcase? Okay.
I will be around, so you will see me. So I will. We'll have to hook up and meet.
Okay, that'll be really cool. I'm looking forward to it, and everything
definitely.
Else out there. So, and that's way till September. But listen,
yes, you've got some time, but start planning now.
Oh yeah, I certainly will.
Well,
okay.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, it was a pleasure talking to you.
Yes, Stacey, I appreciate that you're calling in and telling
no problem.
Us all about this.
Yes,
and
we look forward to meeting you and seeing everybody else when they come out for the tour.
Okay, yeah. All right, have a great evening.
You too, and enjoy your weather.
And don't, are you going to watch the Olympics?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I'll get to watching them.
I'm going to enjoy it.
At least the opening ceremony. All right, have
definitely.
A good evening.
You too. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So that's the, we got the Spectrum Center. That should be, I'm looking forward to that. Pretty soon we're going to have Pretend City Children's Museum and even Irvine Chamber of Commerce calling in. But in the meantime, Esther, what did you think about it? Well, she said she's looking forward to this also. I'm happy about that. So, let's see. That's, all right, song time. I love a good song here. I don't know. I will always love. I don't know if this is the one. Okay, let's see if this is what I think it is here.
Should stay, I would only be your way. So I go, but I know I'll think of you. And every step of the way. And
and that's what I say for Valentine's Day. I just missed my caller there. Look at this. I stopped it just for the caller. Come on back. Come back. Come back. Come back. Okay. I don't know if I should play it again. Well, all right. Should I try it again? Maybe if I do it again. Let's see what happens if I do it again. Got him. Okay. So who do we got on the air now?
This is Linda Hunter. I'm from Pretend City, the Children's Museum in Orange County.
Okay. How you doing there?
I'm doing really well. How are you?
Oh, just fine. I hear you got some 70-degree weather.
We absolutely do. This is crazy.
Yeah.
The whole country is full of snow, and we're all nice and sunny.
Yeah, I'll be out there soon. I'm taking the next plane coming out there, just to let you know.
Good, good.
Yeah, I hope you got room for me in your house, because I'm getting out of here. That's it. So,
we've always got room for Merle.
Oh, good. So, Linda, Pretend City Children's Museum. What the hell is this?
It's a very cool place. You have to see it when you come out. We're a child-sized city, and we're kind of a child-sized working city. So when children and their parents come there, children get to be the adults in the city. And they come in, and they can be the grocer or the firefighter or the doctor or the artist, all sorts of things.
Wow. How big is this museum, anyway?
We're a 28,000-square-foot facility, and it's kind of like when I was a child, you know, we had a vacant lot across the street, and we dragged cardboard boxes out there, and, you know, we just did our thing. But children don't have the opportunity to do that kind of free play very much anymore. And
right.
So we've built this whole child-sized city for them because, you know, we learned all sorts of really important things when we did that kind of play. You know, we learned how to get along with other people and how to, you know, negotiate and work as a team and all that good stuff. And we also learned a whole lot of pre-academic skills in doing that, you know, counting and sorting and categorizing and all the stuff you need to know before you can learn math and reading and all those things. So we've set up this environment that's really just perfect for young children.
Well, is this like, how many like room? Is this like a one level place or is it the...
It's one level, and there's a Ralph's grocery store, and there's a farm. So children can when children come in, they get a time card. And so if you work on the farm, you can go to the payroll station and stamp it, and then you can take your time card to the ATM, and you put it in the ATM, and you get money out, pretend city money. And then you can use money to go to the cafe or the grocery store or pay the doctor for services. So we have kind of all of the critical parts of a city, a doctor's office, a library, a fire department, a police department, a home, construction site. So it's really to help children have, you know, a space that helps them learn how the world works. So we have a money system, we have a telephone system, we have a post office. You can't believe how many children want to be the postal workers. and then we've got, you know,
is that the
it
most?
Really is.
Is that the like the thing that they like being the most? Is being a,
you know, it's one of the most popular ones. But children really like the farm. They like digging in the farm, and they like the grocery store. And I think probably the cafe. Those are the most, well, I don't know. Then you get all the little guys that like to be police officers and firefighters, too.
So in other words, if you're in the cafe, like you take on a role of like you wanted to be a waiter or waitress, even like that?
Yeah,
or?
Absolutely. So you find moms and dads sitting, you know, as the customers placing orders and the children going in and using some plastic foods, but some, you know, paper and cloth and other things. Because, like, when we were children, we didn't have all of those props. We had to use our critical thinking and kind of figure out, well, we want children to use their critical thinking and develop it, too, through that kind of place. So we have props, but we also have a lot of natural materials that they can use, too. It's really pretty cool.
Yeah, is this the first of its kind?
Well, it's the first children's museum that is a whole integrated city that we know of here in California. We know other children's museums have components of a city in them, maybe like a pizza parlor or maybe a grocery store, but here in California, we're the only one that really has a whole integrated city, and we think it's really important to have a whole integrated city because children learn by trying to figure out how the world works. So if you've got, you know, if you've got a world that makes sense to them, then it's the best environment for learning for young children. And we also really want to make sure that parents know. We have a whole parent component, so we want parents to understand how their children, like if they know how their children are learning in the grocery store in Pretend City, then their own grocery store becomes a learning environment for their kids, too.
Yeah, do you ever, like, tape things to see, you know, like to have the way children are reacting? Because I'm curious it would be interesting in terms of taping it to see, like, you know, how they react, like whether they're imitating their parents.
Right. Well, they do imitate their parents. It's very funny. You can see almost anything gets made into a cell phone, you know, a block or we see lots of cell phone talking.
That's very funny. That would be the most interesting to thing is to have. Actually, if you did a lot of videotaping there, you can have things on TV, you know, funny, you know, videos. I mean,
yeah. Well, parents have their cameras out the whole time they're there. I mean, because it's just really when a child plays like that, it really kind of helps you figure out how they're thinking, because they play it out. And actually, we have an observation room and that has computers in it, and we have cameras to be used for early childhood educators, so that, and for our staff, so
right.
that, you know, we can watch and we can see, oh wow, this is how this child is using this piece of equipment or this prop, and it helps us to learn how to make the environment better for them too. But it's very funny, as you know, as an onlooker, to watch and see you know, how children, how they play a grown-up is what their experience is of a grown-up. So I'm sure it's pretty telling to parents, because I'm sure they see themselves in a whole lot of what their children are doing there.
Well, I mean, do you ever hear things coming out of their mouth like, but Mommy or but Daddy, you do that?
Oh, well, absolutely. And we hear the, you know, do I have to stop this car? You know, you hear lines like that from children because they're imitating their parents.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, welcome to the world.
Yeah, that's probably, I'm hoping, I don't know whether it's going to be part of the fam tour when it come out there, but I definitely... gonna have to see this place. I'm looking at coming out there like even before the Travel Media Showcase, so I can get in anything that I haven't gotten in at the fam tours. So I definitely I'm sure the humor alone has to be.
It's very funny. Like today, we celebrated the Olympics starting today. And so in the art studio, children made Olympic torches and they made Olympic medals. And then we had an Olympic torch ceremony today. And so we had children kind of stationed around in various places. And one child ran and handed the torch to the other child. And then they ran and we had the Olympic music playing. It was really, really cute.
Oh, cool. Did you, now, like something like that, were you able to tape it?
We taped some of it. We actually had a television crew there today when that was going on, too.
Oh, really? Was it on TV or not?
Well, I haven't had enough chance to get with my marketing gal to see when it comes on, so I'll have to find out when it's supposed to be showing.
That would be really adorable to see.
Yeah, we were really tickled. It was very fun.
How old are the children when they come there? Like, what's the youngest age and what's, well, say, you know, oldest meaning in terms of, you know, a child taking on a adult spot?
Well, actually, we developed it for children zero birth through 10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And because we do have some infant areas and we have, you know, we have age-appropriate things in those areas, so a lot of sensory-rich material in those areas. But what the funny thing is that a lot of junior high and even high school age children come in, you know, with their younger siblings, and they just use it in a very different way. They're just much more sophisticated in their play. So it's really a crack-up to watch these junior high kids. There was a whole group of them there today, and they came up to me and started talking about the ATM machine and robbing the ATM machine. And so we had to get the police officer to come over and arrest them, and we had to find them. And so they had to do some work detail, you know. They got fined some of their money, plus they had to do some community service in the farm. So,
That is so cool.
It really is. It's just fun. You know, you just play out different scenarios. And we have more trouble on Saturdays and Sundays with fathers turning into the robbers. We have to get lots of police officers after them. Yeah, those dads. What are we going to do with them?
What about, do you find, like, not any negativity, but considering, you know, kids watching TV and what they see, how much negativity do you think comes out of it that they,
In general, we don't see that in this environment because it's such a kick for, you know, children. This is a natural play environment for children.
Yeah.
And so they don't bring a whole lot from, you know, from that kind of sedentary just watching TV and, you know, in terms of violence and the kind of things that they might watch there, they don't really bring that much into this environment because it's a positive environment. I mean, it's even with the police officers, what our staff does is a lot of our staff's in costume, and so they get in the middle of the play scenario. So we just don't see that much of that in this environment.
Good. Oh, that's good.
Which is great.
Yeah, I could just imagine this took place in New York City.
Mm. Well, I guess you've got
in L.A., right? You know.
Yeah. But the truth of the matter is, if you've got something going negative like that, the staff is kind of trained to move it in a positive direction.
Oh, okay.
So, these are educators that are down on the floor with children, and so they kind of divert them onto a more positive path. So if they are robbing the bank, it becomes you got to be a good citizen in the city. So how are we going to rehabilitate you? Oh, you must need some community service. And or then we make them the police officer. So they go and make sure that the other children are doing what they're supposed to do. Or we make them the judge. They like the older children like being the judge.
Oh, that's good. Now the kids don't get to spank anybody though, do they?
Oh no, we just fine them. It's worse having your money taken away from you.
that's really pretty cool. How long has this been around?
You know, we've just opened. We've only been open a little over 5 months, but we've been working on the project for, I think like 12 or 13 years. It's a nonprofit, so we've had to raise the money, and that took a long time. And then it took a while to develop everything, and we're set up according to all of the state standards, so schools come on field trips, and we do groups. So it just has taken a long time to raise the money. In fact, we're still at the end of our capital campaign, so we're still raising money. And because any children's museum as a nonprofit will always be in a fundraising mode. We'll never, it's $10 for children and $10 for adults to come in, so that only covers about half of our operating expenses. So we will always be raising money.
Now, do they by any chance have an actual cafeteria there in case people do want to?
We do. We have a real cafe as opposed to our pretend cafe.
Okay.
Yeah, so you can come in and eat lunch in the real cafe and the food isn't plastic. In fact, it's very good.
that's good to hear that the food isn't plastic.
Yeah, it's funny though, in our farm we have the trees where we have apple trees and orange trees, and so children can pick the apples and oranges and then they can sell them to the market and make money. But because we have a lot of preschoolers, you can't imagine how many little bite marks are out of our apples and oranges. Hard to tell, you know? It's hard to tell when you're 2 years old.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
This sounds like is this online? I mean, if you go to a website.
Yes, if you want to go look at our website, it's www.pretendcity.org.
Okay.
And you can see pictures of the we call it a stage, the pictures of the stage, and so you can see all of the you know, the grocery store and all the fun stuff.
Okay, that's really good. Well, as I said, I'll get my ass out there, that's for sure. And the rest of my body, too.
Good. Well, when all your body gets out there, give us a call so we know you're going to be there and we can show you around.
Okay. This is so great. And I appreciate your calling in and telling us all about this. This is...
Thanks.
Thanks
for having me.
Yeah, we need them in other places, too.
Yeah, I think when people really see the kind of the magic that goes on, I think hopefully we will see more like this. So.
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much
again.
Have a great evening, Linda. And
thank you.
We'll
same
see you when
to
I
you.
Get out there.
Okay. We'll be waiting for you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, I think pretend. I wonder if they should have a pretend adult museum as well. That might not be a bad idea. What do you think? Tell us what you think. You think they should have a pretend adult museum? Okay. So, I know you're not supposed to be. You're just listening, aren't you? Are you just listening to the show, or did you want to talk? By the way, I'm opening up your mic anyway.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm opening up your mic anyway. Did you want to talk?
This is Chris.
Oh, okay. Hi, Chris.
Good.
How you doing?
Good. Yeah.
Oh.
From the Irvine Chamber. So.
You know what? On now, when you called in, did you press 1 or press 2?
I don't know. I was just listening here. So
But now that you're on, that's okay, because I wanted you to chat with us anyway.
Yeah.
We chatted about the Irvine Spectrum Center and pretend. All right, now you can go on to telling us more about Irvine. Tell us, like, places in Irvine and, talk it up. Bring us out there. Go ahead.
Okay, that sounds good. First of all, we're really looking forward to the Travel Media Showcase. I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and it also gives us a chance to start showcasing the city. You know, for many years when Irvine started, and Irvine is a very new city, it was basically founded in 1971. Back in the 60s, the Irvine Company, which owned this huge ranch, basically going from the mountains down to Newport Beach, gave some land to the University of California, and they started UC Irvine. And then they decided they needed to start building some things around it so that people would have a place to live, at least faculty and students. And then the Irvine Company actually got into the whole process of building it, and they created a master plan city. This is the biggest of its kind in the United States, and it really won lots of awards over the years. But it's kind of an unusual place in that there's not really a downtown, but there's lots and lots of neighborhoods. And they're all very, very well planned, some would argue perhaps planned to a fault. And for many years it was sort of had the reputation of, a little bit boring or whatever it was. And I always say it was kind of like the hole in the donut.
Right.
We have a lot of, things that are known around us, everything from the Disneyland and the other Southern California attractions to the beach. The beaches are, 15-20 minute drive away from Irvine, to other areas. So we didn't really have an identity, but I think over the last 5 to 8 years, they finally really developed a lot of fun things. And you've heard about them, like the Children's Museum, the Pretend City, and there's also any number of other good things. I think we've developed a really interesting kind of restaurant selection, and it's because it's also a very ethnically diverse city. We are, at least from the statistics, at least 40% Asian, and I think it was 43% traditional, white, Caucasian, whatever. But under that is a lot of people who are classified there are from the Middle East and places like Iran and so forth. So we have some really fascinating cuisine in this town. You're going to see it when you come to the Travel Media Showcase.
Yeah.
We have lots of Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Persian, Indian, all kinds of other, Vietnamese, various different kinds of cuisines in the town.
Do you find that, like, when you've eaten at these restaurants, that they're authentic or Americanized?
Generally pretty authentic. You know, I was, our mayor was born in Korea, and he's sort of the first Korean to American to become mayor of a large city. So he took a delegation of us, a trade delegation, back to both to Japan and to Korea last fall.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say, my impression of Korean food before that was pretty much related to the, kind of the, I don't know, Korean barbecue places that you see.
Right.
Okay. But, you know, you get in, over there I discovered a really complex and very subtle cuisine that you don't get here in the United States. And but then I started going back to some of the Korean restaurants here, and I found the same thing. It's, fairly authentic, and ditto the Japanese. The area where there's the biggest concentration is called Diamond Jamboree, and it's a shopping center, and it's really interesting. There's the anchor there is this Japanese Korean grocery market, and it's literally like walking into a grocery market in either of those two countries.
Wow.
I mean, it's just all the incredibly different kind of selection of products and other things. You know, you can buy your own fish there and have it prepared immediately, live fish, and they prepare it for you. Then all kinds of products that you just don't even see in the United States. And then around that area, they have, for example, a place that specializes in tofu, and another one in various kinds of Korean cuisine, another one in Thai, another one in, there's several Japanese restaurants. There's one there called Tokyo Table that looks just, like you would walk into a sort of upscale restaurant in Tokyo. So it's really cool things. You can even have the karaoke upstairs just to finish off the evening.
Yeah,
but
cool.
They have these bakeries there that have both Japanese, Korean, and some of the other countries over there. They're the bakery specialties. And
mm-hmm.
Literally you see people day and night just lined up in front of the place.
Wow.
They have one other Korean restaurant there that's open 24 hours a day.
Oh. That's great.
Yeah.
I can't even find too many here. So before I get into some of the places, I also wanted to ask you in terms of, since I'm writing for three LBGT publications, is there a community?
A small community, but this is, California, and I think there's, everyone's, there's certainly no overt problems or anything like that, but, there are places and a couple clubs, in the area and so forth. So, I would say that it's relatively friendly for that community.
Oh, okay. Just this way, when I'm pitching to the...
I mean, it's a place that... It's because of the diversity of the community that everybody's just very accepting of all kinds.
Also, it's totally gay friendly.
Yeah, I would say so.
Okay. Some of the places I want to get up. There's Irvine Museum. What is that?
It's a museum that's near the university campus, and it's just a little bit about the history. We don't have, you know, a really long history back there, but what it was before is in terms of the, you know, it was the Irvine Ranch, and there's just sort of a lot of history of what went on in through, you know, the you know, the Spanish rule here, and then the Mexican rule, and then the early California days, and it's an area that grew up pretty quickly, just starting though in the 1970s. So it's a small museum, but it does have some interesting things to look at it.
Okay. Have you been there, I guess?
I have not been through it, but
okay. That's okay.
You know, I'll, see where, so.
I'll take you there when I come.
Okay. Deal. Deal.
Now, how about the, and I'm not sure if this is in Irvine or around Irvine, the San Joaquin Wildlife Sanctuary? Is that in Irvine?
A good part of it's in Irvine.
And what is this?
It's a really interesting wildlife sanctuary. We're, you know, very near the ocean, so it's a semi-tidal up there and estuary, and it's just a place where a lot of migratory birds come in and out. So it's an area that we've sort of set aside in the middle of the city. And yet, nevertheless, you're driving along, and suddenly, you know, you see a beautiful egret flying overhead. So, kind of neat.
Uh-huh. What other animals would you expect to find? Would you, like little tiny things and birds, or nothing big, right?
Nothing. Well, I mean, you have all over the West, you know, if you're coyotes and things like that, but that's the main
because it's a sanctuary. I mean, are you apt to find animals like the, they find wildlife and they that's hurt, and then they keep them there till they get better? Do they do that kind of thing?
No, it's just more like a nature preserve.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. This way, when Esther, my rubber chicken, is with me, I want her to be clear that she's got nothing to worry about, that no one's gonna eat her. You know, I'm extremely protective of her. I know that she. Yeah. Okay. Esther, it's okay. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. She overheard me. I know another thing. There was you have a theater, don't you?
We do. We have one. It's again right near the university. There's the indoor theater, and then there's the outdoor amphitheater. But the indoor theater is on the very next. It's adjacent to the university campus. It has has a lot of good quality theater productions coming through. It's not large, but it's a very nice facility. And it in terms of the technical layout is great. So, you know, there's a lot of not only university productions there, but there's other events that come in over time, and, you know, occasional concerts. So it's a nice resource. And then we have the Verizon Amphitheater, which is down towards the Irvine Spectrum, and that's a summer venue, but a good outside concert venue. Lots of good acts come all the way through, and since we have good weather, and we'll still be having some good weather when you
thank goodness,
be really gorgeous in September.
Of course,
it will be a nice place where they still even have events in October there.
So the Irvine, what is the other one, Irvine Regional Theater? No. What is it called? The Irvine, the other theater. What is it?
The Verizon Outdoor
Amphitheater. No, that's the large one, the small one?
Yeah. The Barclay Theater.
Yes, that's okay. Now, so at the Barclay Theater, would you expect to see, like, productions you've heard of, or productions they're trying out, more or less?
I would guess I'd call it more sort of repertory or things that you've seen. Although the university does have some things which it does try out there. So.
Oh, okay. So in other words, you might see. But it's a small stage, you mean? So you're not going to see like a production of Fiddler on the Roof.
I don't know if you could fit that in there. Maybe, maybe not. But anyway, it's not the sort of thing where you have a 10,000 or a 2,000 seat venue and.
What do you know of any do they have musicals even or no? Or it's not that big to do that?
I don't know. I don't. I just don't remember well enough of what.
Oh, okay. No, it's just to get a sense of like the type of theater. I guess I'll go online and check out the calendar events. Which will give me an idea of, I guess, both of them. I certainly, I don't know if they'll know in advance at this point, as far as the Verizon, what's going on in September. I guess I want to check out around there because I like going to the theater. But so, is there anything else that I missed on?
Well, I think one of the areas that I don't know if you're interested in it or not, but I know a lot of people would be, is we've got some really great golf here, four fantastic courses right in the city.
Mm-hmm.
This whole city is just sort of very much focused towards outdoor activities,
right?
Whether it be, golf or hiking, horseback riding, even, people out a lot, just walking, jogging throughout the city, and it's this kind of outdoor activity. Well, it's all year round. I mean, last week before it got cold here, I was out swimming because we have 365 day a year pools around here that are heated a little bit in the wintertime. But most of the time in the winter that you can go out, I'll probably go out swimming this weekend. So.
No, that's great.
And so, so it's an outdoor lifestyle. And that's what makes it very, comfortable, casual, but still just lots of things going on here.
Well, it certainly sounds like I'm ready to come out there now, but I guess I'll have to wait until September.
Yeah. Well, it'll be a fun time. It'll be you'll see the best of it, and I think, visitors throughout the year, they're going to find that. We've got a really... One of the advantages of the location is that we have the way the city said, we don't have sort of like a large convention center, but we have the hotels here. We've got a really great selection, really top quality. It's really great for groups, that are going to having, anywhere from, small groups of, 25 or 50 up to, 500 or sometimes upwards of 800, 1,000. So, and it's because when they come here, there are just a lot of activities to choose from in the evenings, in addition to just being in the hotel. And we're also just right across the street, literally from Orange County John Wayne Airport. It's just super super convenient.
When you get off the plane, do you have to walk funny? I mean.
Yeah, just like John Wayne. Yeah,
yeah, right. Do they say walk this way? It's like a walk this way.
Yeah, something like that. But like last night, I was at some function. My wife came in. She called me when she had landed and walked downstairs. And I actually got to the airport before she was able to walk from the edge of the airplane over to where I picked her up down below. So it's really super convenient. Anybody wanting to come in to fly in to have a meeting, it's just you're not going to be wasting a lot of time. And the nice part is when you go out, relatively small airport, you're really friendly, and it takes very little time to get through all the screening process there. That's one thing I love, especially in comparison to LAX.
Mm. Yeah, I'm hoping that we come in that way too.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll find out, huh?
Yeah, well, we'll find out what the tickets are like, right?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I thank you. I really thank Chris. It's a pleasure talking with you about Irvine versus Irving. And oh, yes, I am going to Irving. No. It's Irvine. Oy, I got it wrong. All right. So I'll get to see you when we're out there.
Okay, I look forward. We'll go to the museum together. And we'll do a couple of these other things.
I'll take you around with me. How's that? Tell me anything you haven't seen yet, I'll take you with me.
Sounds good.
Okay. Have a great evening, Chris.
Okay. Thanks.
Bye. Bye-bye. Okay. Yeah, go to Irvine. Well, since the Olympics are starting, the opening ceremonies, I'm going to thought I'd go watch it because I've gotten plenty on Irvine. And so, again, next week, as I say, more information on these restaurants in Shreveport, Louisiana. And until then, well, have a great day, evening, or whatever it is you're having, and see you next week.